Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today. Looking forward to this journey as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues each day, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of denominational dogma or religious ideology. It's not a matter of political philosophy. It's a matter of what does the Word of God say. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's truth that we're talking about on this broadcast each day as we face the issues. Let me remind us once again that God created the home, he created government, he created the church, and he did so in that order. So anything that we discuss in relationship to issues or problems or difficulties in any of those three categories is the totality of what we find in the Scripture. As we study the Word of God, it gives us the light and the lamp under our feet and pathway that we need to journey and to discover what God would have us to do on a day-to-day walk with the Lord. Let me remind you, the greatest thing you can do is study the Word, know the Word. Allow the Word of God to permeate your heart that we might serve Him and honor Him in all that we say and do. And with that thought in mind, let me remind you that we'd be delighted to have you to worship with us this Lord's Day for a celebration of Mothers, Mother's Day. This Sunday, our Bible study time, Sunday school is at 9:30. The worship service begins at 10:45 on Sunday morning. This Sunday, we will not have Sunday afternoon, Sunday night services. We allow that special day, Mother's Day. We do not have the services to allow our families to be together, to be with Mom, to say hello to Mom, visit Mom, call Mom, spend time with Mom. So we're looking forward to that. We've met you on the air. We'd be delighted to meet you in person as you come and worship with us. Let me remind you once again, if you're looking for a church where the Scripture is taught verse by verse and chapter by chapter, what is called expositor preaching, if you're looking for a church where you can understand the words of the music and it's not the rock and roll music as so often is found in contemporary society, if that's what you're looking for, we'd be delighted to have you come and worship with us. Services 10:45 Sunday morning, Bible study at 9:30. We're located 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, exactly 1 mile south of I-295, right here in the heart of Mandarin. It'd be our delight to have you to worship with us this special day as we celebrate Mothers. And as we celebrate Mothers, we want to talk about an issue today, or the subject for the broadcast today. As we do so, we want to talk about the subject, God Bless Mothers. You've heard the term God Bless America. Let's say God Bless Mothers. And I believe it is something that we ought to do is recognize moms. I was reading a little article here, and I find it fascinating what some say about mothers. This is an article that says, she's the only woman in the world that will constantly forgive your lies, no matter how big they are. Here's one. Says she will give you the warm smile just minutes after you have misbehaved and made her angry. Another one says, a mom will endure the pain caused when you reject her and her kisses because you're too cool to be seen when you meet your friends. She'll be the only one supporting and lifting your spirit, whatever you do, wherever you are, and if you're feeling down. That's what mothers are. A lady by the name of Anna Jarvis was the one that instituted and basically started the and promulgated the what is the end result of Mother's Day today. It was inculcated as a U.S. holiday in 1914, and we have that privilege of celebrating Mother's Day. Let me ask you a question. Where would we be without mothers? What would you be like without the influence of your mother? As we study the Scripture, we find multitudes of illustrations where mothers had both good and bad influences on their sons and daughters. Let me remind you, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. And as we face the issues, let me also invite you to call in today. Special broadcast today, where you, our listener, can participate in this broadcast by dialing 831-0917. 831-0917. Get your telephone call straight through to the studios and right to our microphones. And we'd love to hear from you some testimonial as to what mother means to you or what your mother has meant to you. Many have mothers that have gone on to be with the Lord. Many have mothers still alive. And we have this privilege of recognizing and praising our mothers today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have on the microphone with me today one of our sons. Notice I said our. My bride has reminded me so often, it's not your sons. We've got four sons. It's not your sons. It's our sons. And so I'm delighted to have on the set with me today Gene Jr. Gene lives up in Richmond, Virginia. He has the privilege of serving as one of the senior co-pastors in a church there in that metropolitan area. And we're delighted that he and his family have been able to come down to be with Mom for this special holiday, this special Mom's Day. Gene, thank you for coming over and let's sharing this microphone together today on Let's Face the Issues.
Absolutely. Very much enjoy being here.
It's a delight to be able to share this broadcast with you today for the benefit of our listeners as we face the issues and we talk about being thankful for Mom. Tell us, Gene, something about, and I know this is a broad, broad subject, but out of all of the moms in the Bible, what would be your favorite biblical truth about mothers, and why is it so?
Well, there's a good many examples that we have from the Scripture that really we could point to. I know the one that we really look to many times is Timothy's mom and also that family there, that in spite of a lot of circumstances, in fact, you could almost refer to that family situation there as almost a dysfunctional family.
Yes.
Dad did not know the Lord, did not love the Lord, and yet by Timothy's mom's example and also by the way she led Timothy to know the Word, it set that foundation so that when Paul came into Timothy's life as a mentor, he was able to come to know the Lord in fullness. And so that's definitely one of the examples. You could point to many, many others. I think one of the key characteristics that you have there is that these moms were really, in each situation, pointing their children back to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Not only in their words, but even more so in their example. In their example in their home, in their example in their relationship to their dad, in their relationship with the society around them. And really, really made a difference, not only in the lives of their children, but in the lives of the culture and the world around them.
I find it interesting, Gene, as we talk about moms and so often with mothers, they're not recognized for what they do. They're not recognized so often in society today. You see, society looks at it that if you're a stay-at-home mom in particular, that there's no real value in your life. There are a lot of moms that have extraordinary credentials, academically speaking, but they've chosen rather to be at home and to be homemakers and mothers and serve the Lord in training the children at home and assisting with their academic process. I was fascinating for a survey of a few years back, and it's called salary.com. And it's salary.com. It says a mother with two children works about 60 to 100 hours a week and is worth about $131,471 per year because of her labor. And this includes, this article says, this includes her worth for cooking as a cook, laundry, taxi cab driver, housekeeping, dishwashing, counseling, accounting, nanny, soccer coach, little league official, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so often, mothers are not viewed as having great value, and especially when it comes to what society sees. Just briefly, for the benefit of our listeners, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, you can dial in just a moment and share with our other listeners something that you'd like to say praising your mother and what you are thankful for as your mother and how she's impacted your life, what she's done in your life. Gene, would you take a moment and just share a brief testimony of what Mom has meant to you, our mom, your mom, what she's meant to you, and how she has impacted your life, if you'd be kind enough to do that.
You know, it's amazing. So many refer to, and like you were saying just a minute ago, the stay-at-home moms as if something that is less than valuable. I, in many cases, when someone asks about my wife, I will actually refer to that she's a domestic engineer with a greatly earned engineering degree over all the years.
Yes.
But there is so much impact and influence. And I know some of the greatest impact that mom has had in my life has been really from the standpoint of seeing the example set by her in her love for the Lord. And I think that was key. It wasn't just something, in fact, in so many lives, you can see maybe a love for a religion or a love for a, quote, way of life. But first and foremost, one of the things that I had seen in my mom and see in my mom to this day is a love for the Lord, a love for His Word. And fascinating, in fact, even in situations, you know, especially growing up in a family with four boys, there is no lack of challenges.
It's a general zoo, wasn't it?
Well, let's just put it this way. Yeah, we're still working through all the different things that we did over the years. But, you know, in the midst of all those challenges, you know, really leading in a home of four boys, there would be a number of times when, you know, there would have to be correction, there would be some confrontation. And in each one of the situations, I remember mom, not only in her example, but also in her advice, pointing back to the scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, you know, is this what Jesus would do? Is this what the Lord would have you to say? You know, it says in the scripture and would give us that example. And so there was first and foremost a love for the Lord and love for His Word. And then also seeing the example of the relationship between mom and you from the standpoint of that submission, surrender to the Lord and submission and surrender to you as in your leadership in the home. So those really, you know, set the foundation for so many times. The loving, compassionate, caring, speaking into lives. And I think there you can never underestimate the impact of the example of life lived for Jesus and those words fitly spoken at a moment. When you're able to go in and your mom would speak in so many times, in giving advice, giving insights, really going in and challenging us. Well, what does that other person think? How does that other person feel? What would the Lord's perspective be? All of those things coming together made a big impact.
Amen. I am so thankful, ladies and gentlemen, for the privilege of being on this broadcast with one of our sons, Gene Jr., and he's just shared a brief word of testimony about his mother, my bride. And I am thankful as we think about mothers. I think about, Gene, I've read a little on John Wesley, and most everybody knows that name. And this little blurb that I have had for many years in my folder says he preached over 40,000 sermons in his lifetime, traveled over 250,000 miles on horseback. At the age of 83, John Wesley got angry with his physician because he would not allow him to preach more than 14 times a week. At 83, Wesley wrote in his diary, "I can't understand why, but there seems to be an increasing desire to remain in bed after 5:30 a.m. Someone asked him, "Where did you get this lifestyle and habit?" He said, my mother. She had instilled in him a work ethic. She had instilled in him the love for the Word and the love for the Lord. And Gene, I think about your grandmother, my own mother, and growing up in a home where she worked at a mill 90 hours a week, and take-home pay was $26 a week. And that had to meet the need for food, clothing, and shelter for five of us in the home. I never will forget that she, after my dad passed away, she said that God had done so, and in doing so, she had to be mother and father in the home. But she made sure that we were in Sunday school and church every Sunday. She made sure that we had prayer and Bible reading in the home every day. She made sure that even though we didn't have transportation, ladies and gentlemen, we were in church someplace on Sunday. And as I tell people, I had an introduction to all denominations in my upbringing years, because whoever was willing to pick us up and take us to church, that's the church we went to that Sunday, generally speaking. We would always hear the word. The word was preached, and preached in the pulpits at church, and preached, if you will, at home. But it's out of that love for the Lord, love for the word, that commitment to the Lord, that I believe molded my life and directed my footsteps at an early age to love the Lord and serve the Lord. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Chief. It's good to be on the radio with you today.
Hey, it's good to have you on. This is another one of our sons. I believe if I catch the voice, it's Greg.
Yes. Yes. I'm just thinking how we have so much to be thankful for. I've heard you preach on Proverbs 31 and Miss Far Above Rubies, and I think Mom really fits the bill. She is Miss Far Above Rubies, and the blessing to have her for you for 57 years come September. It's astounding in this culture, in this society. Marriages are not respected as they once were, and you're kind of in this super, super exclusive club. You know, these days most marriages fail within 5 years. Olivia has now been married for 5 years and just had little Eli.
Yeah, our great-grandson.
Yes. And I looked around that room a couple hours after Eli was born, and here Olivia with her husband in the room together as an intact family, and two sets of grandparents, intact families, Christ-loving families, and two sets of great grandparents, intact families, Christ-loving, intact families. That's a blessing. It's phenomenal.
It is a delight that the Lord would provide for us families, and that's what many are missing today. And I believe one of the key elements to a family, the intact family, as you stated, is a stable home with a mom at the helm that is leading the children. And, of course, I realize it's the father's responsibility for discipline and direction in the home. But as young Timothy, Apostle Paul said to young Timothy that he talked about the faith of his mother and his grandmother, and he said, I believe it's in you also. And then you study the 2 Timothy text where you find the fact that Timothy had learned the scripture from a child up, from a babe, from an infant. Scripture had been taught to him. And as we often said about you four boys, Mom and I always stated that you were in church 9 months before you came into the world.
I'll tell folks, I was a drug baby, and you wait for the expression on their face, and they're like, really? So, yeah, I was drugged to church for 9 months before I was born, and I was drugged to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and until I came to know the Lord. And you know what? I just keep going to church.
Amen.
But the look on somebody's face when you tell me, I was a drug baby, and I've got a youth minister now. He says, you know, I've said that a few times. That works.
That's
but
good.
It's a blessing to have a mom and a dad where that's priority, the relationship with Jesus Christ. You're not dragging the church, but the relationship with Jesus Christ. And growing up with a mom, the number one concern was not what does this person think, what does that person think, what does mom and dad think, but what does the Bible have to say? What would Jesus think about this? What's the biblical perspective? And that's again, very rare in society. It's so easy to get wrapped up in what's going on in the world and to not put the priority that should be placed on Scripture and on the relationship with the Lord.
That's right. One of the things, Greg, as you're talking, and as I'm sitting here with Gene, and we've been talking about moms, and I'm toying in my mind, and I cannot seem to come to the thought. There was a verse of Scripture that she would always state, that you would be sharp at one another or say something. And it was a verse out of...
Be ye kind one to another.
Another.
tenderhearted, loving
one another.
That was the admonition that Mom would always use and was so famously recognized in our home as you boys were growing up. And that was, I think, one of the elements that helped direct you in Scripture in particular. But
She would actually boil that down to just a simple phrase, "That's not love."
That's right. I am thankful for Mom and for, and I think about it, and you touched on it a moment ago, and I had intended to say a few words about that, and if you'll stay on the line, we can continue in this three-way conversation and allow others to call in. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're invited to call in, 831-0917, 831-0917. Give a brief testimonial about your mother, something that you'd like to say in praise and recognition and honor of your mom. I believe it'd be a blessing to our other listeners. It would be an encouragement to your mom if she's alive and could hear this. But as I think about mothers and moms, and you touched on it a moment ago, Greg, that it's the miss far above rubies. In fact, I tell my bride, your mom, that she is my national treasure, and that she is in fact Mrs. far above rubies. In fact, when you look at the Proverbs 31 text, many of them refer to it as the Proverbs 31 mother or the lady. The scripture says, "Who can find a virtuous woman?" And the question is made there. The word virtuous simply means noble, one with great character, one with capability and strength. It means excellence, and one with excellent character and strength and personality. Who can find her is the question that's asked. Indicative of the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that this type woman, mother, wife, is very rare. And so this is the reason I talk about her rarity in the Proverbs 31 woman or mother, wife, that is mentioned there. And I know Proverbs 20, verse 6 talks about a faithful father, a faithful man who can find him. And in this Proverbs 31, it's talking about a woman that is with honor and character that loves the Lord. Many wives, many mothers stay at home watching as the world churns on television and is not interested in spiritual things, does not have an interest in the Word of God or impacting the sons and daughters with the truth of the Word of God that will direct their lives in the future of living. But then the Proverbs 31, verse 10, latter portion says, her worth, her value, her price, her riches, her value, her worth is far above rubies. Ladies and gentlemen, literally what the Word of God is saying, that is the wife of the mother that is outlined in the characteristics and conduct that is found in Proverbs 31, is a wife, a mother, that is absolutely far above rubies. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the value is placed there far and above anything that would be called earthly values as we would see them in the perspective of worth, as we would call it. God places a high value on the wife of the mother that loves the Lord. And as you study the Proverbs 31 text, it's a wonderful study, Gene, and I'm always fascinated by it, by talking about her industry and her willingness and her work and what she's doing. She loved the Lord. She loved others. She helped others. But the 28th verse is the one that I think that jumps out at me so clearly. It says in that 28th verse, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. You can't ask for any more than that. Share your thoughts a little bit about the Proverbs 31 mother.
I think one of the things that's both the fantastic part of the description of the virtuous woman that we find in Proverbs 31, and also a little bit of a challenge, is the perspective. Ladies will look at Proverbs 31 and they go, "Oh my gosh, this is a checklist. I've got to go off and get these." Fundamentally, the Proverbs 31 woman is a lady that is totally sold out to the Lord.
That's right.
What you see fundamentally is a woman that loves the Lord, has come to a living relationship with the Lord, finds in the Lord her worth, finds in the Lord her strength, finds in the Lord her courage, finds in the Lord her hope. And because her identity is in the Lord, her hope is in the Lord, her security is in the Lord, her courage in the Lord, what you see coming out of Proverbs 31 is like the overflow.
Yeah.
The overflow of that industry, the overflow of that influence in and through her life because of her relationship foundationally in the Lord. And that then impacts her relationship to the culture around her, her impact, in fact, you point out the impact upon her children, the impact upon her husband. And she literally, as the she is, has that living, vibrant, growing relationship with the Lord. The Lord, in his grace and in his power and his might, even without her full even recognizing the influence, is flowing in and through her to be a channel of blessing. And then, you know, the children and those around that are the recipients of that blessing, you know, call her blessed in the process.
And it's not a matter of she has to stand in the window and say, mirror and say, look at me.
Right.
It's an internal relationship with the Lord that the outflow of that impacts others.
Yes.
Greg, while you're still there, share with our listeners some of the thoughts that you have in relationship to the mothers of the Bible, and one that would be your favorite other than, let's say, the Proverbs 31 mother. And speak to our audience in relationship to the need for children, sons and daughters, regardless of age, to honor mother, to praise mother, to care for mother, to recognize that wonderful gift that God's given us in our mothers.
Oh, my goodness.
Off the cuff,
my mind actually goes back to Grandma, your mother, and I recall her being steadily faithful in church. I remember her singing gospel songs, the old hymns, even there in our home on Lake Forest Drive. It was so consistent, such a consistent pattern of her life. She passed on a heritage to you. And you and mother passed on a heritage to us. And just a few moments ago, I was mentioning you're 57 years married this year. Gene's celebrating his 33rd anniversary today, correct?
Right.
You know, I'm still a newlywed. I have these three moms in my life, my mom and my bride, mother to Olivia, and now Olivia, a mother. So this Mother's Day is really special. Of course, I'm still a newlywed. It's just I'm still celebrating month-iversaries, of course. It's 354 month-iversaries now, but we try to do something. Today is my 354th month-iversary, so we'll try to do something today to celebrate that additional month that the Lord's blessed us with in marriage. But I am thankful that I had a faithful grandmother. I'm thankful that I have a faithful mother. And I'm thankful that I have a faithful wife that's mother to my daughter. And I'm thankful that my daughter's faithful. And the blessings are enormous when you have mothers that recognize Christ's role in their life. And I'm just thankful for the life that I've been raised with. And it's such a rarity, and I recognize that. And I'm surprised you didn't bring Mom into the broadcast room this morning, eh?
Well, I've tried to drag her two or three times. She says, I can't do that, but we'll do that for her. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 30 seconds left on this broadcast. Let me say this to you, and we have a kind admonition. If your mother's still alive, call her today. Be sure and call her, be with her, speak to her for the special Mother's Day. If your mother is alive, worship with her on this Sunday, if at all possible. If she's still alive and she's in another city, pick up the phone, call her, send her a card, send her an email or a text or a telegram, have you get in touch with her. Let her know how much you love her and how much you praise the Lord for her. Thank God every day for our mothers. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.